USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's word of another meeting between the Ukrainian and Russian delegations. This is the third round of talks for ceasefire. The last time they met in Belarus, they negotiated a ceasefire for the humanitarian corridor, but Russia broke the agreement. Ukrainian President Zelensky says Russian forces are advancing toward a third nuclear power plant. Zelensky held a call with U.S. senators and said that the Yuzhnokrantz nuclear power plant is under threat. Senator Lindsey Graham spoke about the call in a Twitter video.
The president indicated that labeling Putin a war criminal is the right thing to do, and he thinks would help tremendously.
Zelensky also asked for Visa and MasterCard to be cut off to further the squeeze on Russia's economy, and he backed the idea of cutting off Russia oil imports. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Florida senators passed a bill to set up an election crimes and voter fraud office and raise penalties, despite opponents to the legislation asserting that voter fraud is extremely rare. The bill passed by a 23-15 vote, the Republican majority voting in favor of the bill. The bill would create an Office of Election Crimes and Security within the Department of State, which would make Florida one of the first states to have an agency solely dedicated to election crimes and voter fraud. The new office in Tallahassee would aid the Secretary of State in reviewing alleged incidents of election violations, initiate independent inquiries, and oversee a voter fraud hotline. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis would also consult with the executive director of the Department of Law Enforcement to appoint at least one special officer to investigate alleged violations of election laws in each of its regional offices. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
A former Amtrak engineer who was operating a train when it derailed, killing 8 people and injuring more than 200 others, was found not guilty of various charges after the jury deliberated for fewer than 90 minutes. Brandon Bostian, 38, was the only engineer operating the Amtrak train, which was heading to New York City in May of 2015. He accelerated into a curve at Frankfort Junction and reached speeds of up to 106 miles per hour before the train derailed. Amtrak settled a lawsuit related to the crash for $265 million in 2016. Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina is drawing criticism on both sides of the aisle for comments suggesting someone in Russia assassinate Vladimir Putin. Fellow GOP Senator Ted Cruz said it was an exceptionally bad idea. And Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene said the comment was irresponsible, dangerous, and unhinged. The U.S. is trying to figure out how to help the people of Ukraine.
President Joe Biden is now asking Congress for another $32.5 billion to assist Ukraine and to help the U.S. fight COVID-19. A total of $10 million would go to help Ukraine, $22.5 billion to restore key public health programs to help guard against future variants with testing, therapeutics, and vaccines. Senate Republicans have indicated they will oppose the new COVID spending until the administration accounts for all previous funding.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.